So Facebook is getting into the dating world. What are the details on this?
It's called dating. You have to opt into it. It's completely free.
All right.
And they launched it last. They launched it on Thursday.
Okay.
And it actually syncs up as well with Instagram. So it uses, you know, they're saying that this is a way of finding, you know, a good match. It's a special matchmaking algorithm that Facebook uses based on all of your network of friends. And I guess you can identify secret crushes. Like, I think that, like, you can mark people, and if they have a secret crush on you, like, it'll alert you.
I mean, that's
really
the whole idea, yeah. I'm sure, that they've always had. That
yes.
They know
who you like.
Of course.
They do.
Based on clicks. So it's just the algorithm going, look, you guys like each other.
Just do something about
it. Trust me, this person looks at your face all the time. You look at her face. Why don't you date?
I don't know if I would. I mean, it's kind of an interesting deal because people already use Facebook to sort of find people and, you know, reach out and make a connection. Would you feel comfortable
they probably know more than the other ones.
I just always assume they're already doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, so this is like a special thing that you opt into. It already was launched in other countries, so we're sort of late to the game, but they're hoping to have fully...
We're a week late. A week late of potential Facebook dates. Would you want to date anyone on Facebook? Probably half the audience is like, no.
I don't...
Not on Facebook.
No.
Well, is it everyone on Facebook? I mean, like, how is it different? I mean, I would think that the pool would actually be bigger than probably other places because so many people are on Facebook...
Well, people know. Yeah, I mean, you know these people, especially. Yeah, it's a dating thing. I'm surprised it took them this long, to be honest with you.
I think they probably just didn't want to get into the mucky muck of being responsible for hooking people up. But I guess now they just don't care. The government of the Bahamas is doing everything that they can to get things back to normal after Hurricane Dorian. The massive storm devastated the island over 2 days. They say 43 people are dead, and the government is confirming the fact that they imagine that number to go up.
Isn't that still amazing, though, that they're saying, despite how horrible, you know, any loss of people, that it should have been? It's incredible that the body count is not bigger.
Yeah.
And they're saying once we get to areas that we can't get to, like search and rescue teams are still combing through rubble. I mean, a lot of people are still missing. A lot of people are still unaccounted for. And they said, you know, the problem
is that it'll go up.
Is this the new normal of kind of storms, though? So it must have something to do with ocean temperatures are rising, that where hurricanes used to kind of, they pick up speed and they skip over the water. Now they tend to hang out.
That's what the problem with this
thing
one
just
is.
Just sat there going four miles an hour.
Category 5.
It's just the amount of
doused,
you know, rain that it drops on you.
Scientists in Japan think that they've discovered a new species of dinosaur. It's interesting that they could be still finding new dinosaurs. It's from the Cretaceous period.
Well, like new old dinosaurs. Like this
exactly.
They didn't find one alive. They found a bone.
Okay.
And just identified it.
Right. So it was a plant-eating giant. They say it probably weighed between 4.5 and 6 tons. It's the Camusaurus.
Camusaurus? I can try.
Camusaurus. So almost half the skeleton was recovered, so it was a pretty good find.
But it was duck-billed, right? Like a giant platypus?
Mm-hmm. They say it was probably, you know, it walked on either 2 or 4 legs, like it had the 2 legs. It's just, I just still can't believe that they're still finding old stuff. Like, I thought we'd found everything, but I
just visited.
Probably haven't scratched the surface, don't you think?
Probably so. I was just out. I went and saw mammoth bones, a site where they found, you know, mammoths and these bears that are just terrifying. They're so big. But it's weird. It's in
there were dinosaur bears.
Yeah, they're like dinosaur bears. They call them like a short-faced bear, but just massive. And mammoths. But yeah, they had built this area over and they're still digging and excavating stuff, trying to find things. It's remarkable how big those dinosaur bones are.
Well, I've never been around them. We use the term mammoth now as an adjective. Like those bears were mammoth.
Yeah, I guess we do, you know. But there was a mammoth, a giant, it was like a some type of mud pool or something like that. It was interesting, but anyway.
But they got stuck
that's
in.
That's what I did. Yeah, they all got stuck in and died.
It's the 40th anniversary of the Sony Walkman. And to commemorate the 40th anniversary, Sony is planning on releasing a new version. It's completely different than the Walkman that we would remember.
You don't have
remember.
To stick in anything in it. You don't have to, right? You it's don't got, insert a Bluetooth, cassette tape. Or a-
yeah. They're apparently going to come out with one that does have a cassette tape interface, but the big one for the 40th, it's like an iPod. I mean, it's, but they say for people who are total audiophiles that this will be your absolute go-to device.
Like they're not wireless headphones, you know, where the headphones were. They're not even buds.
No, I mean, it's wireless. It's Bluetooth. So you can do Bluetooth headphones.
Why?
But you can like download. It's got like 26-hour battery life. It'll include a USB-C connection.
The cassette Walkman was cool. The CD Walkman was nerdy. No matter
what.
Yeah,
the Discman.
Yeah, wasn't very
carrying that on your
compatible
on your hip, and that sound of people would always drop their disc. Thunk. And do the little whoa, 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 whoa. We would spin on the ground. You know, it never just land flat.
I'm looking at a Discman right now. I came across it when I was cleaning up my
office. You have one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was always
car-ready Discman.
I never thought it was really, it was awkward.
Yeah.
Like, it was meant for the car. I mean, that's what mine was.
It's funny, Oliver, the youngest, he's 16 this morning. I was watching the news and it popped up and they're, you know, kind of going through the history of the Walkman with the tape and everything like that, you know, that we had. He was like, that is the coolest thing. I totally want one of those. I'm like, do you even know what a tape is? And he did, actually.
Just because they all do now. A generation that never tangibly were able to touch anything. Everything's just in the ether.
Yeah.
And that you go back and you think, well, God, it was kind of cool to be able to hold on to the things.
And make your own, you know? I mean, the idea that you could not only have it, but that you could create your own mixtapes. There's something so nice about the feel of it, like the time and effort that goes into it.
Yeah.
So the Walkman, apparently this new one, they haven't released how much it's going to cost or when it's going to hit stores. I would imagine it'll probably be before Christmas, and it doesn't look like it'll be inexpensive because it looks pretty glitzy. But I just want to find out when they're going to roll out the cassette tape. It's like,
did they say they are?
Well, they said that they plan on releasing a version with a unique cassette tape interface.
Okay.
But I couldn't find, like, the video that they had was just this new digital one. And I'm like, well, no, show me the one with the cassette tape because I will buy that. Show it to me because I want it. Colorado officials have removed a topless ban from their city. There was a lawsuit, free the nipple. And apparently people were all up in arms because the city suddenly rolled out a code that would bar women, girls over the age of 10, from exposing their breasts in public, which apparently in Fort Collins you could do.
That's where this is, Fort Collins.
Fort Collins, yes. Colorado, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
So you can walk around topless, Molly?
I guess so. Doesn't mean that I will.
Thank you.
But I could.
I mean, does that ever bug you? Has it ever bugged you, the whole...
I've never
double
understood.
Standard. Why can't ladies take their tops off and men can?
I mean, I do think it's silly that if you're going to have one, you can't have both.
Yeah.
I just don't understand topless. I mean, I've been to beaches where it's like, you know, topless sunbathing and stuff
doesn't
like that.
Doesn't seem to be an issue for, you know, Euros and stuff. And when we see it at a beach, it's no big deal.
Right.
No.
I mean, to me, it just seems silly that we've, like, you know, made women's breasts this, like, thing.
But it'd be weird to see topless gals in the summer driving around or gassing up the car.
Why
you know,
not,
guys
I
still
guess.
Put our shirt. We're supposed to put our shirt on when we go
into a store
inside.
Right?
Hence the no shirt, no shoes, no service.
You're
like, dude, really? I gotta have a shirt.
You're like, yeah, I'm sorry. Is it so hard for you to put one on?
Well, when you're in shape, it is.
We've seen not that over and over. Yeah,
I was gonna say, I don't think you necessarily have to be in shape
buff
for it to be a problem.
Buff dudes are amazing at finding an excuse for having no shirt. It's like, dude, where's your shirt?
Then you get to a certain point of your life where you have to wear a shirt and you don't even want to take it off when you go to sleep.
You shower in your shirt. You become a never nude. You're like, dude, I don't even bathe without my shirt on. I mean, it is an always thing. I have my shower shirt. I have my swim shirt. Well, I wonder with this new generation of kids, like when I see like the little guys, when we go swimming into the pool, everybody wears rash guards. You know, everybody's Everyone all like does. Like sun yeah. conscious, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. It's almost strange to see like a little boy or a little girl without a like a full like top, like some sort of shirt, okay. you know, because of the sun. Well, at least for little boys. I mean, girls wear all sorts of different stuff. But I mean, even when we go to the water park, like my son will still wear his rash guard. I'm like, we're inside. But I think he just thinks it's like part of his swim outfit. Like, I think he would feel weird not wearing a shirt to swim.
Okay.
I wonder if that will be like a whole new thing with these little kids growing up of like, oh, huh.
You mean going to the
beach
topless. Without,
yeah, exactly. Going okay. to the beach topless. All
right. Will this take off in other cities or is this a one?
I saw another city that was trying to sue, I think it was New York or something like that, to try to get that law reversed as well. Topless. If you guys want to go topless,
so in
topless.
The last 2 years, people have only care. Called the cops, so it's been legal to go topless in Fort Collins. Only 2 calls to the police in 2 years.
Oh,
okay. And though over 2 years, only happened twice that somebody called 911 and said, "There, you know, I'm uncomfortable with somebody topless." And maybe I don't know if that just shows that no one's really doing it or no one cares.
Yeah, probably no one cares. Yeah, I don't know. They're high too.
It's a weird deal though because. We've sexualized.
It. Yeah, boobs.
Which boobs, is so strange. But we don't do it on men.
Mm-hmm. You should be mine. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it goes down to old Puritan, like, why don't we sexualize elbows?
Ooh.
Don't show your elbow. You know, there were
times. Or knees, ankles, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a time where, you know, women cover it up. Everything.
One right in Colorado.
They're selling tickets in a bar because she's showing her legs.
She's so little ankle.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
How about them Huskers? Gosh, man, oh what a disappointment God. That was.
Still I've a great hurt. Game, though. You know, it's nice to have losses, I guess. No, I
mean, is it? Was, really?
Well, the
they,
won, second
they lost
half.
In overtime. It's like we figured out how to lose to Colorado 2 years in a row now.
I know. The fans really showed up. That's for sure. That stadium was all red.
When have we ever even done that? Notre Dame? We took over Notre Dame. That was incredible when Nebraska played at Notre Dame. And now we basically did it last Saturday. I just felt bad for those fans manning up, ladying up. Showing up, they did their part.
Yes, they did.
And then they had to lose in overtime and get kind of mocked by the jerky fans. There's some ugly fans in Colorado, but you know they're going to be fired up when we take over their stadium.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw a kid on TV spit on one of her players. That was classy.
What is that?
It's just really ugly. The amount
That's just ugly.
They do not like us. I don't know how we feel about Colorado, but Colorado football fans... do not like Nebraska.
I don't know why that is. I have friends in Colorado, and years ago, I mean, last time we were in that stadium playing against Colorado, we were in the Big 12, I believe.
I think their quarterback in the postgame talked about how dirty our players were.
I just don't get it. Yeah, I don't understand the hatred for Nebraska.
So we always, the argument is Osborne always said they weren't a rival. Like, they're not a rival, so I don't care what they make us a rival, but I feel like we're rivals now.
Now we are. I mean,
my
After
God,
that I don't feel last the same way.
Yeah.
When do we ever play them again? We need to get them on the schedule enough for revenge. That was supposed to be old school feel good. Like, remember when we used to play Colorado last year and this year was supposed to be a couple of old school wins?
My gosh, that was just brutal.
And just the way it ended. Like, it was just like, boo, boo, boo.
It was overtime.
Yeah.
We made it over. We should have won in regulation. We should have won.
Yeah, we gave up all those points. Which is the bummer, but we held and you know, I'm thinking about the game. I was all kind of hurt that we lost, but after thinking about it, I mean, we answered back. They got some good plays on us. They
People
adjusted
were like
at halftime.
Depressed
you know?
At the loss. We don't adjust at halftime again.
Yeah,
other teams do. We don't. But when we lost, people were bummed and like, I don't know, should we go out? Like the old school days when we'd lose a game and nobody did anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to rally the troops. Like, come on, you guys. We're good at losing. You don't really like, care that much.
Like,
give
quiet,
it 10
you.
Minutes. You'll forget.
We are good at losing, aren't we? We're good at that.
We're good at hitting the reset.
But it's okay. We played a hell of a game. The first game I missed but I kind of kept, because I was gone. But I tried to keep up on the phone, whatever, but I didn't have any, I was kind of unplugged. I didn't have any reception where we're at. So that sucked.
Well, now we got to get an upset.
Yes.
I mean, I think realistically the way you look at it is now, all right, you know, we got to steal one back.
We do. And I think we will. I'm not going to give up on them. I'm not giving up on these guys. No way. I mean, this is still a building season. I mean, the next couple years are going to be
There's no starters that are seniors. All these guys are going to do is get
better
and younger, and we got so many guys coming in.
Yeah.
Now, again, if you're a hater, you're laughing.
Oh, really? Really? Nebraska? I mean, but
what else are we going to do? It's this is all we have.
Yeah.
This is our thing. This is why we show up and take over stadiums.
That's right.
Tickets we're going for...
I saw a couple hundred bucks.
North of 200.
Okay.
So, like, wow. I had friends that were waiting outside the stadium, and they were, like, waiting for it to come down, and the fans weren't coming down.
Okay.
Like, after kickoff.
All right, so they're like, they're going to try to get as much
That's what happened. That's the flip, is that all of them were like, wait them out. They're here. These Nebraska fans are here. They're not going to not buy a ticket.
Yeah, because I know Colorado, you know, they're saying do not give all your tickets up. You know, I mean, those tickets were practically nothing before this game. You know, but then they gave them all up. You saw the game. How many red was it? You'd think that was in Lincoln.
So much.
It was unbelievable. So, yeah, good job to those guys for showing up. And supporting the Scurs. It's a bummer to end.
Yeah, our fans were awesome.
Oh, God, they're the greatest, man. It just makes you feel proud.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
So Nicki Minaj is on the retiring block.
That's what she said. She put out a tweet late last week saying that she was, going to take time. She was leaving the music so she could focus on a family. But then that sent fans into a panic. And the day after her retirement tweet, she apologized for being abrupt and insensitive. She said, I'm still right here, still madly in love with you guys. She's going to explain more, but I guess she is retiring. I mean, she recently got married to a guy that, like, a lot of their fans and people
hated.
Yeah, they hate him.
It's so funny, though, how celebrities use the term retirement.
Jeff, I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
It's not like she gets a gold watch and people go, thank you so much. 40
right.
years coming to work every day and clocking in this building.
Yes. At minimum, you know, but these guys get to retire.
I mean, one, you have to have the money to be able to
retire.
Many people get retired. You know what I mean? I mean, your retirement because you hit an age and they go... You can't work here anymore. You're too old.
Oh, I'll see that someday. But so she's done. Okay, bye. She'll be back.
I guess she's going to go into it. She does like a podcast type of deal, and
you
so
can't
I think she's
make
gonna,
a
like,
comeback with fanfare and let you go away.
There you go.
So true. Miley Cyrus has taken her possible relationship with that Caitlyn to the next level. They've reportedly moved in together. Miley Cyrus and Caitlyn Carter have possibly decided to shack up. They've been inseparable ever since they got back from vacation in Italy, where everybody was, you know, saw the pictures of them smooching on the beach. Miley hasn't confirmed their relationship, but Caitlyn accompanied Miley to the MTV VMAs last month. Miley just rolled out a video for her song Slide Away, and everyone says it's like a total, you know, heartbreak hangover. Seems like there's a little Easter eggs to her breakup with Liam.
I want to move in with Miley Cyrus and Caitlyn Carter.
How fun would that be?
I'll be third roommate. I'll do dishes and stuff like you guys. Can leave out your cereal bowls.
You're like, I won't mind.
Just put them in the sink. I'm good. I'll clean. That'd be great.
Yes. I mean, I don't even know what that life would be like. You know, I have no idea.
Just a lot of good-looking ladies walking around the house.
I'd imagine Miley not wearing clothes often for some reason.
She doesn't
seem
to.
Not when there's a room dog. Not when, you know, those two. It's clothes optional. Just think why I would fit in great. Just they could drop their clothes. I'll pick them up.
I got it.
I got this. Doing another load of laundry, ladies.
Oh, that shirt looks a little...
dirty. It looks dirty.
Probably take that off.
Just got a pile of thongs. You guys going to put these back on? Or are we good? Because I'm doing another load of laundry. Miley?
Oh, laundry boy.
Miley and Caitlin? Oh, you're busy.
Oh, yeah.
They're scuba diving on each other.
Oh, wow. Yeah, most likely.
They're buddy breathing.
Yeah.
Oh, scissoring.
Well,
it's a whole lot of sound.
You got to learn how to buddy breathe.
Priyanka Chopra says that she is planning on having a baby. That's on her to-do list of things with husband Nick Jonas. She was not at the MTV VMAs, and she, you know, jokingly photoshopped herself into poor Nick, was surrounded by his brothers and their lovely wives. Apparently, Priyanka was sick. She's all like, right. I feel so bad. We were going to have like a whole
sick?
Night
was
of it.
Was she baby sick?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is because buying a home and having a baby are on my to-do list. And I was kind of wondering if she was maybe baby sick. I don't know. They didn't confirm anything, but it was just sort of like, well, what kind of sick were you? I mean, because if you have a cold, suck it up. You're going to be on television. You know what I mean? Make it an early night, but go.
That, I bet she's baby sick.
That reality, though, in your life of being like, I might get pregnant this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if boys, if we had to, you know, if that was on your schedule.
Yeah, family planning.
I never had that opportunity to family plan like that.
I think I might have got pregnant over the break. I'm showing a little bit of a pooch.
I noticed that. No, didn't notice, but I didn't want to say anything. I didn't
Sizable
want to offend
food,
you.
Baby.
What were you eating on while we were on
what
break?
Were we not,
everything.
What were we not eating on?
Every stinking thing you can get.
Eddie Murphy is going to be doing stand-up. He's coming back out of retirement and plans on doing a comedy tour in 2020.
You ain't nobody.
He also confirmed that his band Sexual Chocolate will be back in the sequel Coming to America when it hits theaters.
Yes. Sexy yes. Chocolate.
Yes. Sexual
he
Chocolate.
He sang the Whitney Houston song.
I believe the children are our future.
Ooh.
And he drops the mic. That's the original to me in my lifetime. That's the first time I saw a mic drop.
Yes.
Where is it? Yeah. I think it might have been mic too.
And it had the feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fed back and he goes,
like, Sexual Chocolate.
He's trying to demand his own standing ovation. And it's like at a high school talent show.
People and nobody likes it.
No one cares.
Nobody. It's not moving the needle. Sexual he's got a chocolate. New. So he's going to be very busy, Eddie Murphy. Dolomite Is My Name is the Netflix movie that's coming out next month on Netflix. But it just premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival over the weekend. People said it was really good. And then he's got Coming to America 2, which is, you know, coming out next year. And now coming out on comedy tour. I'm so excited about Sexual Chocolate. I wonder if they will still cover Whitney Houston or what he will cover now.
We'll see.
No, we'll know.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.